You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You think back to previous hires. Was there a hire that you were really surprised didn't work here?
Yeah, I guess the one I was most surprised didn't work out was when the Lions hired Steve Mariucci. I thought that was going to be one that worked out. I mean, Mooch came from the 49ers. He had had some success as a head coach with the Niners. I think they went 13-3 one of those years. I thought, okay, here's a guy who's kind of a bit of a quarterback guru and, you know, worked with, obviously, the good with Steve Young and others with San Francisco, but had worked with I think with Brett Favre a little bit over there in Green Bay when he first started, when he was part of that great staff they had there. So, yeah, I had high hopes. I had high hopes that Mooch was going to be the guy, and I was stunned it didn't work out.
He took a team to the playoffs. That was my answer, too. Took a team to the playoffs. They had a setback. Then he rebuilt them and took them back to the playoffs. And I thought that's all you need to see. Here's a guy who took over a team that was, you know, obviously not his. Went to the playoffs a couple times. Then they took a step back. Missed the playoffs 2 years. And then he built them back up and went to the playoffs two more times. And I'm thinking, he had it together. He rebuilt it and he brought it back. And I'm like, I just thought he'd come to Detroit and, obviously, he can build a playoff team. He kind of did it twice in San Francisco. But that didn't work out.
It didn't work out.
What about the one that you were most skeptical of in the past?
I think I was most skeptical of Marty Morningweg.
Yeah.
That one was, I mean, it was a guy that didn't have any head coaching experience. I don't believe he was a coordinator at that time that he was hired. And I didn't really trust Millen at the time. I remember when the Lions went and hired Millen that at that point I was like, well, it's a change. It's as much of a departure from business as usual as you can get. It went from Chuck Schmidt to go to Matt Millen. And we didn't know at the time it really wasn't going to work out. But that first hire of Marty Morningweg I thought was really strange. Plus, it came at the expense of Gary Moeller. You know, Gary Moeller took over for Bobby Ross, for Bobby Ross, and actually did okay with the team. They gave him a contract after that. And even though I'm a Michigan State guy, I liked Gary Moeller. I liked what he did as a coach. I thought he was a football guy, and I thought he was the right guy for the job. And then, you know, 2 weeks after they give him this contract, they hire Millen, and the first order of business is to fire Gary Moeller and hire Morningweg. So that one never got off on the right foot.
You know, when they make hires and you kind of try and figure out how it's going to work out, the one that I felt like I was stretching the most was Rod Marinelli. I really thought that, you know, his disciplined, no-nonsense approach was something Detroit needed, but his resume was the least impressive. And probably the time where early in his tenure where I really thought, what the hell is he doing? Was I think it was coming out of his first training camp. And, you know, you got your 54-man roster. And he's got 11 defensive linemen.
A lot, yeah.
11 defensive linemen.
The reason I wasn't, that wasn't my number one, is because when they hired Marinelli, here's a guy, it's a defensive guy. And the coordinators they brought with him, I thought was going to be this beautiful mix. You had on the defensive side, Gunther Cunningham, who had been a head coach before. And on the offensive side, you had Mike Martz, who had the greatest show on turf. Let's see what he can do as a coordinator. This should be great. This should work out wonderfully. And it didn't. And it didn't last long with Martz in the fold there. And it just was atrocious how it worked out with Rod Marinelli. But at the time when they hired those guys together, I thought it made a lot of sense.
248-539-9797. If you want to get in on that, the previous Lions coaches that were hired that it didn't work out, which one were you most skeptical of, and which one did you find yourself stunned that it didn't work out? What about Bobby Ross? Where does he fit on that spectrum of what you expected when he got hired?
Yeah, no, he's on there. I was surprised it didn't work out. Again, another coach that came, he was with San Diego and took the Chargers as a Super Bowl. They didn't win, but I thought he could work out. He had credentials. And when it wasn't working out, you saw it coming, and that he had threatened to quit a number of times and then eventually did quit on the team. And that was just a horrible mistake to hire Bobby Ross. He was just out of his element with the Lions.
Seemed weird, didn't it?
Yeah.
And yet he had a pedigree. Took a team to the Super Bowl pedigree. Do you think other coaches around the league, like the really good ones, like the really, really good ones, look at the Detroit situation and say, yeah, if I had to, I could turn that around? Or do you think they look at the Detroit situation and go, thank God I've never had to coach there?
I would think that at times this job has looked like no way would I touch it with a 10-foot pole. You know, we go back to an 0-16 team. You would rather start off as an expansion franchise and draft from NFL teams than to take over a team that's 0-16. Sure, you get the first pick overall, but you're also saddled with a bunch of players that you can do nothing about because they're on your team. You've got them signed to contracts. I think it goes both ways. And there's also times where people are probably licking their chops. I think this offseason in particular, I really thought the Lions' job was the most attractive job of the, I think there were 7 openings this year. And I think most coaches would love to take over this team. This team is ready to go and make the playoffs again. And if you're confident in your ability as a head coach, you could be the guy that could walk around town without pants if you get that playoff win.
Well, the bar is so low. I mean, we were talking about whether or not when Matt Patricia gets introduced today at 3:00, will he talk about the Super Bowl? Will he talk about, you know, getting this team and this organization to the Super Bowl? Will he put that out there? Will he even talk about it next year and say things like, hey, look, I took this job. I had other opportunities, but I wanted this team because I think this team can get to a Super Bowl next year. If we do things right, I think this team has Super Bowl capabilities. Would he say that? And, you know, I don't have a problem with it. Even though there's a walk before you can run mentality, I don't know why you'd put a cap on your ceiling and just say, hey, that's as far as we can go. We'd like to win a playoff game. And we're talking about people always discuss changing a culture. You change a culture by just putting that target out there and say, that's what we expect. And so when the players are hitting the weights and going through the OTAs and all that stuff, said, this is going to be part of something special, guys. I want you to think of everything you do as another rep to get closer to the Super Bowl and have that start from day one and not dumb down any expectations. And I mean, Patricia's got the pedigree, even though he hasn't done it as a head coach, he's accustomed to not making vacation plans in January. He's accustomed to, yeah, I got to work. I got to work through the beginning of February, guys. No, I won't be able to go on your team's, my kid's travel basketball trip to, I guess in that case, it might have been to New York City, because I'm going to be working through January.
Well, one of the other things I like about him about Patricia is that he isn't the flavor of the month coordinator. He's been the defensive coordinator since 2012, you know, so 6 seasons as their defensive coordinator. He's been with that organization since 2004. That's a lot of legwork with that organization that has been to, 8 Super Bowls in 17 years, whatever. I mean, it's impressive, very impressive.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear.
We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.